Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. This week is Māori Language Week, designed to promote the use of te reo to the public. Many things are happening, but one of the more interesting is that five episodes of that perennial after-school favourite, SpongeBob SquarePants, are being completely dubbed over in te reo. It's joint effort between Nickelodeon New Zealand, Te Māngai Pāho, and Cinco Cine Film Productions, and it's our pleasure to have the mighty SpongeBob in our studio now. Te are, tā wera.
Kia ora, kia ora.
So, this is like the second time that you guys done it. The first time was last year, eh?
Yep. And this is the second time that it's going to air, so it's going to be, once again, it's awesome to see our language being produced with SpongeBob. So, yeah.
It's quite interesting because I was thinking about this earlier today. When Japanese cartoons are dubbed into English, what usually happens is that the voice actors have to say their lines really fast, because often a sentence is longer in English than it is in Japanese. Does the same thing happen in the translation from English to Māori?
Yeah, I think definitely with the English word, it's actually longer in te reo Māori. So it's we are definitely speaking faster, but also in saying that, we're trying our best to maintain the voice as well. And in te reo Māori, it's quite hard, but it was achievable.
And we show a little decency and form a neat single file line in front of the register. Kia tika rā tā koutou whakararangi mai ki mua I te hake uka uka.
Faster and squeakier, basically.
Faster and
can
squeakier.
Can you give us a good example? You knew that you'd have to come up here and do an example, didn't you?
Quarito!
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So can you say for me quick, Patrick, look at this.
Patrick, titiro ki tēnei.
Fantastic. I can see why you got that job. Does that hurt your throat after a while?
Yeah, you get used to it after a while. So after a few practices and a few bottles of water, it's all good.
Now, you also work on Pukana, which has been going for almost a decade now. That's a long-running show for any sort of show, isn't it?
Yeah, we're coming up to our 10th year. And Pukana's just a great show to... once again, trying to teach our language and to teach it to all the many viewers. And, Pukana, it's a good show.
Do you want to explain the show for people that don't tune into MTS every week?
Cool. Pukana is a Māori language kids show. We're now a teenage show as well, so we age from 8 to 16 years of age. And what we're doing is we're trying to share our language to our viewers and also to teach our language. With cheeky send-ups, we mock heaps of songs such as Chris Brown, all those cool songs. We play a lot of characters as well to show our language, such as I take the mickey out of Bear Grylls, and it's called Tangata Ki Te Wao. We also present the show, and it's really about teaching the language and just showing how creative the language can be.
With Māori TV now having been gone for as long as it has, do you think, have you noticed a difference out there in the real world in terms of making a difference to people speaking te reo? And
definitely, because what's really cool now is you see billboards and they're in te reo Māori. So as you drive past those billboards, you see a kupu Māori, and you're learning while you're driving. And I think the cool thing with Māori TV is that we specifically now have a TV show that's dedicated to the language. And I think it's cool that I'm actually now seeing a lot more non-speaking Māori. So yeah, it's cool.
What about from the Pākehā side of things? I mean, obviously the Māori Language Week is directed towards Māori, but I wonder if you've can you listen to non-fluent Māori speakers, and are there a lot less instances of you going cringing and going, oh, that's not how you pronounce that? Does it still happen quite a lot?
It's for me, it's just wonderful to see people speaking Māori, whether it's wrong how they say it. The main thing is that our language is spreading over New Zealand, and no matter how you say it, for me, it's beautiful to see our language being spoken by non-speaking Māori, and it's quite it's beautiful.
So you think people more people are going out there and giving it a go? Because, I mean, I saw, for example, Paul Henry was talking on Breakfast the other week, and he said made the same point that, you know, that you've just made, that he'd much rather that people got out there and gave the language a go, even if they mangled it a bit, just to try it. As long as you're not intentionally mangling it,
exactly.
I suppose. Like, you
it's
know.
A sigh of relief, actually, for me. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. And words, everyday words that people are starting to fit into their language, you think, more? I mean, I start hearing people use the word mana a lot more.
Sometimes I
cringe though a little bit when I hear very, very white people use the word mana, you know, to sort of, I go, oh, really?
And they're talking about their boats or something. Yeah.
I think for me, it's once again, they're just speaking the language, but definitely I do hear a lot of people using things such as ka kite, the basics, but it is starting to get a bit flashy and they're starting to pick it up and, yeah, use the word mana. But they've got to understand what that word really means before they try and say that. Because mana, there's a lot behind it. It's not just a word. There's also the spiritual well-being behind that. So all of that. If they know the word properly, yeah, say it.
It's usually teachers training college students who have massive punamu around their neck. That are, you know, they're white as, and they've got these sort of 2 kilo punamu around their neck. You know the people I mean?
Exactly. I have friends like that.
I have noticed a little bit of a carry on that, you know, some radio stations, some television stations that what the presenters have picked up for that week, some of it's trickled on throughout the year. That's that kind of attack by stealth theory, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Coming back to SpongeBob, what's the process of translation? Like, what happens from A to B?
Cool. First of all, when the first episodes went to air, before all of that, Cinco Cine was waiting to get the okay, and they got the okay, and pretty much all our translators only had, what, a night, or maybe 2 nights to translate everything, and I've got to say it was really challenging, and especially because, you know, once again, the English is shorter than the Māori. The Māori's really long, and we're trying to make sure that the language is correct by, you know, keeping to the jokes and all the gags, upholding all of that. So it's once again just translating everything and then going straight into trying to revoice it.
And are these programs going to be available elsewhere? I mean, are they going to make their way online or something so that people can have another audience?
Oh, well, hopefully. I'm actually not too sure about that, but I have seen a few episodes on YouTube. You know, wonderful YouTube. So there's a few episodes on YouTube, behind the scenes episodes, and hopefully it gets out there a bit more. Maybe a few books, etc., to share the language.
That's great. Thank you very much.
Cool. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
And you can watch the Māori SpongeBob SquarePants on Nickelodeon New Zealand Sky Channel 41 from Monday until Sunday, the 1st of August. Coming up next, Ben Howe from Arch Hill Recordings.